Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It is your favorite, Ashake, alongside Zlatan. I hope that's how you pronounce it, with Bust Down, bringing time to exactly 8:43 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. And we did promise you a little bit early on that we're going to be having a conversation pertaining to the Windhoek Jazz Festival. And this is basically all in regards with the call for local artists. So if you are a Namibian creator, for a Namibian artist, so to say, and you've been trying to actually get on the lineup of this show, this is right up your alley, whatever it is, this conversation is definitely going to be beneficial for you. All right, so this morning I'm having a conversation with Athanasius. Am I saying it wrong? I feel like I'm saying it wrong.
No, you're correct.
How do I pronounce your name?
You can say it to Athanasius.
Say it again.
Athanasius.
Nasius.
That's an easy way of
Okay, it. Please. I'm so sorry for so early in the morning tearing your name. Forgive me. But it's like the first time that I've heard of this name. What does it mean?
Originally, it's a Greek word.
It's a Greek word, okay.
Yeah, it's a Greek word. It means a man of great wisdom.
A man of great wisdom. Yes. Okay. Yes, fill my cup, please. So you are from the city of Windhoek, right? And I'm pretty sure that you guys are excited, obviously, in the process of still planning for the Windhoek Jazz Festival. Tell me, what was the highlight of the Jazz Festival last year?
The highlight of last year's, in summary, I can say it was successful.
Mm-hmm.
It went very well. Remember, it was a comeback after COVID.
Yes,
so we really needed
true.
To give a full bang to the residents and to the jazz lovers.
Mm.
So it was actually pretty good. It went well.
Yeah.
And we are looking forward to another event this year.
Another exciting event this year.
Correct.
So obviously, as I say, this conversation is going to be beneficial to all Namibian artists or local artists, you know. So we want to zhuzh things up a little bit. So can you tell us a little bit more about the open call for the local artists for the Windhoek Jazz Festival 2024?
Yes, normally what we do before the main event, we normally release a call for artists, for local artists.
Yeah.
This is basically the foundation, the fundamental of the show itself.
Mm.
So these are the guys that are going to be part of the competition of the main act, or come November, when do we have the event, November. So basically, this is a very crucial stage in terms of preparation for the Jazz Festival.
Yeah.
Because we are going out into the public to say, if you think you have talent, you have talent, this is an opportunity for you to come on board and say, look, I've seen your call. Here's my expression of interest that I want to take part in this year's Jazz Festival. So it's really good that the city has came up with this initiative to go out publicly and then call out for people that are interested into taking part in the festival.
Part,
looking at both established and upcoming
artists. Yes. So perhaps to give them a little bit more of an idea of what exactly you guys are looking for this time around, so that, I mean, maybe I have the talent, I know I do have the talent, but what criteria are you looking for specifically in terms of the call out for the artists?
Maybe just to add on in terms of the application procedure that we're having this year.
Mm-hmm.
Last year we had an online application which was a little bit cumbersome in terms of filling in one need to upload certain files, certain requirements. But this year we made it so simple in such a way that it's a PDF online form that you just open and then you start filling it in there.
And then
from there you just email it back. You don't need to print it out because we are caring for the environment at the end of the day.
Come on, true.
So basically what we are looking for this year, we are looking for two categories.
Okay.
Upcoming and established.
Mm.
Now for you to be considered as an established artist, we expect at least for you to have released an album.
Mm.
That qualify you to be considered as an established artist.
Yeah.
And then apart from that, we are looking at in terms of the award that you have received throughout your life journey.
Mm.
This is to say, not really to penalize you, but we're just saying, for us to understand artists better, we want to know you personal, apart from what we've seen within the music industry.
We want
to see the life after your what award or achievement
do you have.
So we are looking at all those things, and also in terms of if I need to come back in terms of the upcoming.
Mm-hmm.
The upcoming, we are just looking at in terms of if you think you have the voice, if you think you have the talent, we want to bring that platform for you. Say, look, we want to assist you so that you can get somewhere.
Exactly.
So that it's tailor-made in such a way that somewhere before the main event, we'll have a build-up event where artists are going to showcase their event. It's called an artist challenge. We are going to put them on stage.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to provide all the equipment. We are going to provide the platform. Say, look, show us what we have.
Yeah.
Show us just how do you say it?
A little bit of a sneak peek.
Yes.
Yeah. What we can expect.
What we can expect. Come the main event.
Show. Yeah.
So basically, those are exciting things that we're looking at. What is expected in terms of the upcoming artists.
Yeah, and the criteria looking for. Yes. Yeah.
And we also have a portion within the form that allows you to insert a link for your social media pages or either your website, so that just for us to go back and then extract your file, your materials.
Yeah.
What you have done in the past.
Okay, so pertaining to the applications itself, right? When exactly do the applications close? 1, 2, how can interested artists actually access and submit the application forms? Mm-hmm. And I think it's important that we emphasize a little bit on the application form, because you said last year was a little bit more complicated. Mm-hmm. So maybe a site that they can visit, or the info they need to submit their application.
Basically, the application for this year is, like I've said, is pretty easy.
Easy, yeah.
Yeah, the application can be obtained through the social medias of our partners.
Okay.
You can go to 99 FM. You can go to Arts Council.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to Jazz Festival. You can go to Arts Council. Mm. All these are social media in terms of, I'm referring to Facebook pages.
Yeah, yeah.
You can be able to get the link there.
Okay.
And you can also just call the city of Windhoek. You can call 061-290-3694. They can be able to send you the electronic copy of the form itself.
Mm-hmm.
So this form is closing on the 31st, which is going to be a Saturday. We just want to make sure
31st
that
of
August.
Of August, yeah, okay, okay. So a few days from now.
Yeah, which is going to be a Saturday. It's going to be to close at midpoint. So we just want to make sure that everybody really get the opportunity to look at the form and also apply.
Mm.
So those are the key points that we need to take in consideration.
Mm-hmm.
And then apart from that, like I've said, it's easy. It's a PDF online.
Yeah.
You just fill it in and then you send it back. There's an email that is provided on the form. You can send it back to the Jazz Festival at windhoekcc.org.na.
Mm-hmm. So, pertaining to the local artist challenge that you mentioned a little bit, how did it go last year? How was it received by the public?
It was a bomb.
Yeah, is it?
I can say it was a bomb.
What happened on the day?
At a certain stage, they thought it was a main event itself.
Yeah. Oh, so, it was that good. Yes. Okay.
So we had it. It was an indoor event.
Mm.
We had it at the NTN.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was also live on TV.
Mm.
So artists really showed their talent, and I must say that Namibia got talent.
Yeah.
Our artists got talent and. Mm. And it's also just for us also to appreciate that, yeah, we really love what they are doing out there.
Mm.
So that's why we are encouraged and then we are motivated to bring out this platform more and more.
Yeah.
So it went well and we are looking for a better one this year.
This time around.
Yeah.
So like for a local artist that's listening, let's hypothetically speak to an artist that is upcoming, right?
Mm.
How would you say is the best way on how they can prepare themselves for this challenge? Just help meet them halfway, bro. Yeah. Just tell us, what are you guys looking for? What must we do? What must we dress? I mean, how must we dress?
That's a good one. So basically what we expect from you is just for you to be original.
Be original. Yeah,
for you to be original. Because remember, Jazz is all about telling our stories.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we really want our story to be original.
Mm.
And then with our partners and all the stakeholders, we do try to bring platform in terms of rehearsals and in terms of just to make sure that we meet you halfway, because we know it's costly for you to go and do rehearsal, for you to things like that. Those we see how we can work it out together with our partners.
Mm-hmm.
But all I'm requesting for the artist, just for you, be original.
Yeah,
be original and everything shall be well.
Everything will fall into place. So let's quickly touch on the impact that the city of Windhoek basically has on the Jazz Festival scene, so to say, also on the local music scene.
Yes, the Jazz Festival is a very important event for us.
Mm-hmm.
We have responsibility in terms of growing the economy.
Yeah.
We have responsibility in terms of marketing the city as a tourist destination. So basically, when you look at the festival itself, it brings people from all around the world.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is opportunity for us to say, look, we are marketing the city as a tourist destination area, and we are growing the economy because people from the nearest town, Botswana, South Africa, international Malaysia, everybody want to come and experience what is happening around the southern part of Africa, what's happening around Namibia. So this is our contribution and our commitment to say we are committed in growing the city, we are committed in growing the country. So this for us, this really matters a lot, and that's why we take it to heart.
Absolutely, man, thank you so much for the information that you shared with us right now. I'm personally excited because jazz music is my jam. Okay, you would find me at whatever hour always listening to jazz. Maybe before you leave, please tell me, what is your favorite jazz song of all time?
I will reserve that one for
you
now.
Okay. Now, yeah. You should probably join the challenge and then, you know, just karaoke to that one.
I'll do that.
But yeah, man, that is quite an insightful conversation that we had with Athanasius. Correct. I hope I'm breaking it. Man, I'm trying my best. But you learn something new every day. And that is the Windhoek Jazz Festival that will be happening a little bit later on in the year in November. But for now, this is just the call out for local artists. I hope and pray that you got all the information that you needed. But if not, this full conversation will be up on our website. It is fishfm.com.na. And you can just download as much as you can so that even with registering, you do it right. Okay? All right. Thank you so much.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.